Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
Companies and entities that are ripping us off constantly. This is just an observation from this weekend. I go through the airport. I have my water bottle, as you see, in my backpack. Had to empty it out because I had a little bit of water in it. Okay. Then I went through. I had to buy water on the other side. That bottle of water, that's like $6. Mm-hmm. That's $2 anywhere else. $3 you get
fancy $2 water. Is too much for it.
Of course it is. More expensive than gasoline. I don't want that to happen, but yeah. So I buy the water. I'm like, this is outrageous because they make you can't bring any liquid through. So if you want to drink anything and you're supposed to on a plane because that air is dehydrating, they gouge the crap out of you.
You got
to
have water.
You do.
Water.
Yes. Then I wanted to watch a Christmas movie, so I picked the night before. I don't even decorating the tree. So
decorate your tree already?
Yeah, because I'm going to see it till Christmas. Probably.
Oh, you're talking about we were in Florida.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first time we're not decorating.
And put up the tree and stuff. So I said, I'm going to watch this movie. All of a sudden, there's a commercial. I'm like, this is Netflix. I pay for this. Then Netflix puts up something saying, if you want commercial free, you have to get Netflix, whatever it is, premium or something.
So that's on everything now, not just the...
With this particular movie, apparently.
No, I mean, it might be, like, because Hulu had Hulu Plus and Hulu, it did it when it first came out.
Oh, no, Netflix has it now. It's like three levels now.
You guys
so
suck.
To get commercial free... Wait a minute, I'm paying for this service already. Now you're getting advertising and you're getting my money and the advertisers.
So this is new.
Apparently.
Have you been on Netflix in a while?
Yeah. I haven't seen any commercials.
But again, movie, too. I don't know if you watch movies or serials, you know.
Series?
Series, yeah. But either way, I was
furious.
Did you just
update your Netflix account?
No.
Maybe it's certain movies.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is outrageous, man. It's like, I pay for the service anyway. Now you're doubling what I've got to pay to watch a movie without commercials. I have the service. Cable used to be without commercials. That was the whole purpose of getting it.
Now you're making me wonder if they just did it on all of their own programming or if it's the other programming or...
I've never seen Netflix with commercials. Mm-hmm. Interesting. You remember what movie it was?
The Night Before.
Yeah,
the Night Before was the name of it.
It's other movies. Yeah. Right. Maybe it's just because it's Christmas time and everybody wants to watch and they're gouging you because of that.
Could be.
Hey, Jeremy Conn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, these two Texas men. I don't know if you guys heard this story. Two Texas men were thwarted in an outrageous alleged plot to conquer a Haitian island with an army of homeless, kill all the men, and enslave the women and children.
Could you repeat that a second?
Two Texas men thwarted an outrageous alleged plot to conquer a Haitian island with an army of homeless, kill all the men, and enslave the women and children. By the way, if these two guys show up to enslave everyone and kill me, I'm not worried. Look at these two sorry-ass individuals. Who the hell thinks of this? And this is a real story.
Let me tell you who's going to be enslaved.
Yeah. So look at these.
That guy, that blonde guy in the right?
Yeah.
He's going to have a good time in the big house.
Hey, Sunshine, how you doing?
Absolutely.
So these guys, it was an armed coup on the Haitian island of Gonave. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Gavin Weisenberg, 21 years old, of Allen, and Tanner Thomas. Gavin and Tanner, 20 years old, of Argyle, along with
Of Argyle. Gavin and Tanner of Argyle. That's special.
You have one of those occupation names, which already you're soft, and you live in Argyle.
Oh, that's special.
They said they wanted to murder all the men in the Haitian territory before taking over the island and enslaving the women and children. It says enslaving the women and children as sex slaves. I got that right?
I assume that's what kind of we're talking about.
The co-conspirators conducted research, recruiting, planning, and SALT training to effectuate their plan. It was the goal of the conspiracy to take military control of the island by murdering all the men on the island and capturing all the women. Didn't work out. They didn't even get there.
No.
Idiots.
I'm going to run this back. My shovel goes to the lady in the table next to me. I got to run this back because evidently people don't get it, and maybe for someone who needs to hear it today. When you are FaceTime, do us all a favor.
Please.
Do us all a favor. We don't want to hear your conversation. We don't want to hear the other person.
You don't need to be in speakerphone in public.
That's my, yeah. It's very inconsiderate.
It's rude.
Come on now.
It's
go out, step outside, put your earbuds in, do something. It's bad enough that I have to hear you talk. I don't want to hear both of you. No, I'm not eavesdropping in your conversation. You both are very loud. Both of you. Jokes aren't funny. Step outside.
It's one of the rudest things I see people do routinely. And it's like, I'm paying for my food here too. I don't need to hear you.
Yeah. Can I get a bonus shovel, Joe? I got a bonus shovel. Bonus shovel to Jeremy Kahn. Because you texted me the other day, told me you were in a movie theater, and I'm losing points. Oh, I thought that was rude. I thought that was very rude.
So when I went to see Sisu, whatever the hell it's called, the second one, awesome movie. This family comes in. Couldn't have been nicer people. And you know, so they sit down. There's like no chatting going on. And then like the preview start. And there's a little bit of chatting. And it's like, okay, it's the previews. Then the movie starts. And it's like, are you guys going to stop at any point? You just going to talk the whole time?
So it was like the concert that you went to.
Yeah.
With the person.
Except I lost points there. Stop talking, Barb. Damn song's on. Stop talking. I'll say her name finally. Stop talking. You're talking through every damn song. Everyone.
Sisu's worth seeing?
Yes, Sisu's awesome. Oh.
Is that? I know it's not true. Is that the one based on? Is this a World War II Finland Nazi fight?
Yes. But
is it about a Finnish sniper?
I don't know if he's a sniper. He's just a badass.
I think it was loosely based on a guy that was actually. Live, but it's not a true story.
Because the word Sisu there's no translation in English. Mm-hmm. They actually show you what it means at the beginning of the film, and I'm not going to do it justice by reading it, right. But it's basically kind of someone at the end of the rope that's just like, hey, this is what's going to happen. So let's just go fight our way out of it.
Let's go out to the Timonium and get Robbie. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Jeremy, good morning. Ed, good morning. Good morning, everybody. And I don't want to risk losing my sweep. At the Ravens Stadium when I'm with you, Rob, and Orioles, and I don't want you to pull them. But my shovel, Rob, is going to go to you, Rob Long. Last week, Rob, you said that Joe Flacco wasn't special. The average football player is in the league 2 years, 9 months. Joe Flacco has been in there five times that, and he's a starting quarterback. He's way special. He's my favorite player. And just extrapolate that out. 2.9, 17 years, he's special, Rob.
He's special because he's your favorite player. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. Just because you've been around a long time doesn't make you special. He's special for that, fine. But you're taking the conversation out of context. I believe the conversation started because someone asked us, was he a Hall of Famer? That's the context of the conversation.
I don't remember what it was, but we got on the fact of, like, no, it was the caller that said it was his favorite player.
But he also, we talked about him being a Hall of Famer.
He was a younger kid, right?
And I said, because I remember how it went. I said, give me something that stands out that's special about Joe Flacco that says, is he a Hall of Famer? So it was special in that sense. If that's the case, then, technically speaking, everybody who laces it up in the National Football League is special. Because they're part of a very... Yeah, that's another one. You know what I mean? But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the context of the conversation was he a Hall of Famer? That's what we went to.
I was there, Robbie, and I agree with you. Screw Rob, man.
I wasn't even here, but I agree with Robbie.
Yeah. I'm on Robbie's side.
410-583-1057. Mike Preston joins us at 8:30. But on the other side, we bumped it up 2 days because the Ravens play tomorrow. Over, under, on the fa-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. We can get over, under, in, but right now, we got a guest in the studio. The holidays are officially here. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and Christmas is right around the corner. Holiday cocktails on the top of everyone's list.
And tonight's the biggest drinking night of the year.
That's right. What is the holiday theme this year for Deep, Eddie?
Man, I'm saying mules, cranberry juice, a little ginger beer. Mules, I think, are good for the stomach.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, ginger calms your stomach, so I think if you use our Deep Eddie flavors and some ginger beer, ginger ale, that's going to be the easy way to get through the holiday, watch some football.
And that's the voice of Deep Eddie Dave, by the way, folks.
So with the mules that you're talking, is it just straight vodka and ginger beer, or is there other ones have other stuff
in it? So the OG mule would be using regular vodka, Deep Eddie vodka, and ginger beer, but our flavors work well because we have cranberry, we have lemon, peach. They all work great in a mule. You can do our pineapple.
Yeah.
He brought in gifts.
Yeah, I got gifts for you guys.
I don't know why you have a Christmas bows on this, because once I lay this on the table by my daughters, it won't make it to December 1st, let alone the 25th.
And I are drinking ours on the way home. No, I'm sorry. We're not. I'm just kidding.
I'm drinking yours on the way home. Yeah, I'm drinking these in studio.
you put
cameras in, this is what you get.
Okay, I don't mess with KGB.
Yes, those little mini packs. You can get them in all the liquor stores these days. So once you're out there today, those liquor stores are crazy busy today. They're all ready for the big drinking day.
More and more bars are starting to carry Deep Eddies too.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah. We've got it everywhere now. You know, the crush has made us big. Now you can make them with pineapple, cranberry, all the other extra flavors we have. So, yeah, get out there, try some crushes.
Yeah, when we got the pineapple, it was right around baseball season, right? Yep. When it launched. We don't have any more pineapple in my house, so it was very good. I think that's my favorite of the Deep Eddies is the pineapple.
Pineapple's become a thing. Everybody's drinking it with soda these days. I got a recipe on my Facebook and Instagram, pineapple with ginger beer and a splash of apple cider, make it a little festive. Spiced pineapple mule.
Has this brand gone like bigger than you ever thought it would go?
Yeah, I mean, we're approaching 2 million cases across the country, and Maryland's a big reason for that. Like, these crushes that we do here locally have catapulted the brand here. Yeah,
that's awesome. Have crushes taken off elsewhere, or is it because it's our state?
We started in Ocean City, but they're in Florida. I mean, they're out. Okay. I mean, I've seen them in other places. You know, people drinking down in Sarasota.
You think that's because there's such a heavy Baltimore contingency down there?
Could be.
It's gotten regional. Yeah. It's skipped over into Virginia, Delaware. It's got this nice pocket. It is a trending drink nationally, finally, after 30 years, the crushes. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed it because in Sarasota, there's a ton of Baltimoreans.
Yeah.
I guess because of spring training, brought them down. I mean, that's how I found it. Rob and I used to go down. Jeremy never went.
Yeah.
Rob Rob and I went down every year. And so there's so many Baltimore people, so you get orange crushes down there. I'm assuming it's, it may be because so many people from here are there. And
yeah, St. Pete Beach, there's a couple Baltimore-based bars.
Oh, there's a Ravens Monkey, bar. Yeah, Ravens bar.
Yeah, yeah, they do crushes there straight out of Baltimore.
Because they're an Ocean City couple.
Deep Eddie Davis here. You can go to deepeddie.com for some of your holiday cocktail recipes. If you need some ideas, there's some great recipes on that website.
Yep, for all eight flavors in our original vodka. Have a blast this weekend. Be safe. Crazy drinking out there this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Deep Eddie David. You can hang around. We're about to do our over-under. We include you in on it. All right, let's go Lamar Jackson. 49.5 yards rushing. Jeremy Card, over or under?
Under.
Ed Norris?
100% under.
Under.
Deep Definitely Eddie David. Under.
Under. I'm going with under as well. Derrick Henry, 99.5 yards rushing. Deep Eddie Dave, over or under?
I'm going over, finally.
I'm going over as well.
Keep it moving. Ed's picking over. I'm picking over.
He's going way over.
Yeah. He's going way over?
Yeah, I know what Ed's picking.
All right. Ravens, defense gets 2.5 sacks. Jeremy Kahn, over or under?
I think this is a good number. I went over. I think they get after Burrow, maybe a little rust. Yeah. And especially if I feel like they have the lead, they're going to be passing a lot in this.
Joe Burrow is a guy that can slip a lot of defenders when he's healthy. I don't think that happens tomorrow. I'm going over, Ed.
I'm going over as well. He's gotten sacked a lot in his career. They're not so bad this year. Like, they've been sacked 24 times.
Ed's going over and over and over.
Over and over and over.
DBD?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely under. Coming back off of a foot. Yeah.
You going over?
Over.
Yeah. Okay. Joe Burrow, Ed Norris. 249 yards passing, over or under?
I'm going over. I think he's going to be passing all day.
Yeah. Are you going over?
I'm a little tense. Yeah, I'm going over.
I'm going over on that as well.
I mean, game flow suggested. Again, if the Ravens are up, he's throwing in the second half. And if you don't care about being up, it suggested he's definitely going to get over that number. So I like it.
Yeah, if he's up, it's because he threw the football. So I think either way, he gets that 250. Chase. Jamar Chase. 9.5 receptions.
I talked about this earlier. His prop in Vegas is right around 8.5, and it's like juice to the under. I don't care. T. Higgins isn't in. Like, I think he's just going to target him. Ravens are going to do their best job. Just throw the ball to Chase, for crying out loud. He's going to get over that number.
I don't think he gets 10. I'm going under.
I'm saying I'm a homer, and I'm going under.
I'm going under as well. I mean, I think he's going to have a big day. He may have eight catches, nine catches. I don't think he's getting
tired. I like being on an island.
Now we
wish you were.
We will not give our picks yet, but Dave, who give us a score for tomorrow night's Thursday night football game?
I think it's going to end up being close. They have been lately. I'm going to say 27-24.
27-24 Ravens? Yeah. All right. Again, go to deepeddie.com for the holiday cocktail recipes. Ask your favorite restaurant or bar for Deep Eddie as well. Give us the 8 flavors again.
Molly, man, you challenged me now. We got original, we got lemon, ruby red, lime, pineapple, cranberry for the holidays, peach, sweet tea, and orange for your crushes.
Yeah, look at him.
All right, what's the one with the blue cap? Because it's
not original. That's original.
That's original.
Yep.
Yeah.
I should.
I don't even know that. Try them all with ginger beer. You'll be happy.
Yeah. Oh, I was last time.
The ginger beer. It's from New York. It's shorties. He's going to open that up and take it to the head.
Grab a straw.
Those are shorties. Thanks a lot.
Take care, fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
410-583-1057. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, we hear from the professor, Mike Preston, on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Mike Preston. What's going on, Preston?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's like a jungle sometimes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under.
Never have truer words been spoken. Mike. Cincinnati Bengals coming to town tomorrow to take on the Baltimore Ravens with Joe Burrow. Does the presence of Joe Burrow, even being out for so many weeks, kind of concern you a little bit for this game?
It's a mild concern, but it's not a major concern because, you know, here's a guy who's been practicing with the team, but there's a difference between practice speed and game speed. And we will see that tomorrow. And he knows that. But the thing is, he's a competitor. He wants to get back out on the field. He wants to play. He wants to be with his guys. I get that. I understand that. I wouldn't do it. But, Rob, you know, this was what it comes down to. In football, there's a basic philosophy about balance. the team with the least amount of, or the team with the most balance, they usually win, even all the way to the Super Bowl. Look at the Bengals. They are so unbalanced. Offense, defense, they can't get it together. They can't run. They can't stop the run. That's not good, and especially in the National Football League.
So, Mike, what do you expect out of this game? Because the Bengals can't stop anybody. I mean, they give up the only team that gives up over 400 yards a game every week. They give it the most points in the league, the most yards in the league. If the Ravens don't score 30 points, 35 points, will it be a failure?
No. I think the Ravens right now, they're just trying to find themselves offensively and what they do well. They haven't hit that peak. They haven't hit their stride yet. And I don't know if they ever will, but it's something to shoot for. But they should put up, you're right, Ed, they should put up 31 points, but I wouldn't say it's a disappointment. The Bengals, I mean, you can't stop the run. I would just run the ball down their throats. They're giving up like 156 yards rushing a game.
They are.
I just run the ball down their throats, keep Joe Burrow off the field, and approach it that way. And that's how they win. And this should be fairly easy if they do it properly.
So, Mike, let me ask you this. How do you defend CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase? When you're looking at Ja'Marr Chase, no T. Higgins, I mean, do you do anything different than you would normally do? Are we seeing more bracket coverage, sending two guys his way, maybe taking your best corner, putting it on the second best receiver? What do you think they do?
I would double Chase because there's no T. Higgins. You go back and look, T. Higgins has killed this team. Not killed him, but he's played very well against this team in the red zone. They just chuck it up and he'll go get it. There's no T. Higgins. And there's no Trey Hendrickson. They're in trouble, but I would definitely rotate my coverage toward Chase. I would bracket him. I'd follow him all over the field because he's basically the only weapon they got. And as Jerry Coleman said yesterday, he's going to be spitting mad because he's going to be back out on the field.
Spitting mad. Great.
I get that. I understand that. But hey, man, you can rotate your coverage that way, and you can kind of, you don't shut him down, but you silence him a little bit.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, this Ravens defense, you saw Kyle Hamilton lead the game with an injury on Sunday. How important is his status, in your opinion, to this defense?
Oh, he's very important because I think he's the best tackler on the team. I think Roquan has played well, but I think Hamilton takes it to another level. Very suddenly, see this guy miss tackles. He's always in that proper position to break down the feet. I like watching him play because he delivers with those tackles. They also use him around the line of scrimmage so he can knock down passes because he's a long body guy, long body safety. The only thing I worry about, and I've talked about this for about a month now, is the body wearing down. Because he's outside linebacker, basically. And, man, I would run right at him. I don't care what anybody said. I would run right at him, put a big offensive lineman over top of him, go with him at tight end, and just keep wearing him down a little bit because that seems to be the key. But other than that, now they got the guy Gilman in the back. Starks is playing center field extremely well. They're on to something there. And Nate Wiggins is playing pretty well, too.
You mentioned offensive play and offensive line play. Why is it the same offensive line when we had pretty much last year playing so much worse than they did? It's almost like watching a different front five.
It is kind of strange, Ed. I admit, because I thought Rosengarten would come back and have a great year, especially after the rookie season.
Too.
You know, but again, when you have two big guards like that, and they're tall, and we get inside the red zone, 20-yard line, it's about leverage. And those guys are 6'7", one's 6'7", Filele 6'7". Mm-hmm. The other guy, Borges, is 6'6". And you get down there, it's about who gets underneath and who can rise up and get the pads up. And I think people have, or teams have discovered that and said, nah, we can beat these guys down here. They're not very good with the initial block. And Borges, this is the first year. I haven't been impressed with him. Rosengarten has been a surprise to me, though. I've seen him give up a lot of stuff on the outside. And then Ronnie Stanley, been in the league 10 years. Yeah. Starting to slow down a little bit. It happens. And then you combine that, and Lindenbaum has not had a great season either at center. So when you struggle in the middle, usually you can get away with having one bad guard, but when you have two bad guards, and then your center struggling, you're going to struggle against the run, and that's what's going on with the Ravens. And plus, and there's another year of film on these guys.
Yeah, I think Lindenbaum has cost himself money.
Yeah.
Yes, he has. Yep, and he's kind of flopping around and doing some things that, you know, you want a contract extension. You haven't earned it. I haven't seen it. And the same thing with Travis Jones. He's playing well lately. But at the beginning, we were like, what's wrong with Travis Jones? I mean, he's another one that's up for a contract extension. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, for Rob asked this question earlier, so I'm going to ask you, if the Bengals win this game, what has to happen? I mean, you're looking at turnovers, injuries. I mean, Lamar doesn't show up to the game. What is it for you?
Nothing. You just keep plowing away, because what else do you have? We all knew the offensive line was weak going into the season. It's not a big deal. Bateman comes back. The only thing I would suggest is to get Monk in to change up a little bit more. Zay Flowers, I still think he's a prime factor in their offense. Let him touch the ball more. You have Bateman back. He can run those slant ends. He's got some speed to go deep, because they don't have a deep ball threat anymore. That's done. Those are the things I would look at, but schematically, there's not a whole lot of changes you can make. And Lamar has to play well. And again, if he doesn't play well, they're not going far in the postseason. He has to play well, because he's the guy. He's the guy who carries this offense, and they're kind of stuck with what it is. And he has to get better.
All right, give me a winner and give me a score.
Oh, the Ravens win 30, 31, 27, 28. I just don't think that the Bengals can compete. I mean, and people keep talking about, oh, this is one of these high-octane, let's get after games. No, it's not. No, it's not. The Ravens have some form of defense. They can play offense when they want to play. But the Bengals have nothing. I mean, go back and look at Joe Flacco. He wins. He scores 37 points. They lose 38-37. He scores 42 points. They lose 43-42.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what you're going to – you might see something like that. But, I think the Ravens are doing a decent job defensively. We'll see what happens. But 31-27, 31-28, Ravens win.
Thank you very much, Mike Preston. We'll talk to you on – we'll see you on Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Man, damn, you better Rob. Get your ass up.
Damn. Oh, man. I forgot about Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm glad you all said right, it. Now we're going to call you. All right, man. Have a good one.
See you. Bye.
He's not very high on the Bengals. Do you agree with his assessment, Ed Norris?
Yeah. I think the Bengals are terrible. But, they score. They score. But they don't stop anybody. It's just a bad team. There's no balance.
And that's why we ask, what has to go wrong for the Ravens to lose this game? Because, Jeremy, I think that's exactly what happens. I think it's gone wrong.
I mean, it's either poor execution, turnovers, or injuries. I think that's the only – well, I mean, it's three ways, but, you can lose this game. I know it's a touchdown spread, but, again, I think there's just too much stock being put into that line that Joe Burrow's coming back. It doesn't move the needle for me the way that it might for some other people.
Me either.
Because, again,
Flacco was putting up a ton of the yards.
Their offense hasn't been a problem, and Burrow's not going to come in and score on every single drive, guys. It's just not happening.
Yeah. He's had a long layoff. He's been injured. It's got to be some rust there.
Yeah. Got a metal plate in his foot, Rob, remember, from yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, how about that? it does. It does concern me. I'll admit to that, because it's Joe Burrow. It's not Joe Flacco. You know, it is a reason.
But is he going to put up 48 points to Flacco's 42?
I don't know.
See, I just.
I don't know. But, my point is, I have confidence in Joe Burrow being able to lead this offense to score.
That's all you have to
say. I don't have confidence in the offense, our offense scoring right now. So it's a mixture of the two. if our offense was clicking on all cylinders like it was at early in the season, then I'm like, I don't worry about Joe Burrow. I mean, because we can put up as many as we can. Mm-hmm. But our offense is not. So you got a quarterback on that side that I know is going to score. Are we going to score on our side? That's what concerns me.
I think you have the better offensive unit and the better defensive unit and, believe it or not, the better special teams. If you lose this game on a short week on a Thursday night.
At home.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rick Ritter joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, we make our week, what's this, week 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Week 13 picks up next on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Time to make our picks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Let's go to Thanksgiving Day, of course. The first game, Green Bay at Detroit. Jeremy, who you have in this one?
I got Green Bay. Sometimes styles make fights. I don't know what it is. When that line came out and Detroit was only a 3-point favorite in this matchup, and it's not like Green Bay's been playing great. They are coming off a win this weekend. I'm going to take Green Bay. It was a field goal in some places. I've seen some 2.5s. But, yeah, I think Green Bay wins outright.
You got this one, Ed?
Lions. I can't imagine the Packers winning both games this season. Lions are at home. Jeremy says they're a good home team.
He
always says that.
Somebody asked me the best team in football, and I said the Lions at home. That is clearly not the answer anymore. I don't know what happened.
So I'm going with the Lions.
I'm going with the Lions in this one, too, just because they're home. That's it. Now I don't think they're that much better than Green Bay, if at all. I think home team wins this one. Kansas City at Dallas. Ed.
I'm going with the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving. I just think the Chiefs are doing what the Chiefs do. They keep games close, I think, but I think the Colts are fraudulent. You know, they should have put that game away, and they didn't. And I'm not taking away from the Chiefs. I still have Mahomes. You have, you know, Andy Reid, and you have Mahomes. You get a chance, but I'm still going with the Cowboys at home.
Jeremy,
man, I think this is the one I feel the least confident about because I honestly could see anything happen. I took Kansas City. You know what I did? I saw 3.5 in most places, and went, yeah, they win by 3. Like, I think Dallas is a live dog, but I'm taking Kansas City for this.
I'm taking Kansas City in this one as well. We'll skip the third game. Are we just going through the whole week or just go through Friday?
No, let's go the whole week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We won't have pick'ems on Friday, though, but so we'll have Monday morning quarterbacks. So
we got them on Wednesday.
You're right. So let's go Friday. Let's go Chicago at Philadelphia. What you got, Jeremy?
Oh, I'm going to take Philly. I just think at home. And look, Chicago... With all due respect to Chicago and my friends that call them Fugazi, they've been winning close games and they've found ways to win, so hats off to you. I still don't buy into them being... I think they're the third best team in their division.
Chicago?
Yep.
All right. Ed?
I'm going with the Bears. I think the Phillies are Fugazi. The Phillies. The Eagles are Fugazi. I think they got some internal problems. They've, you know, still a good record. They're not the Eagles we used to, and I'm going with Chicago in an upset.
I'm going with you. I'm going with Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia wins this game at home. Let's go to Sunday. NFL takes off on Saturday, finally. Ed, San Francisco at Cleveland.
49ers. McCaffrey had it. You see what he did the other day? I think they've been, you know, pretty easily.
All right. Ed, Jeremy Cohn?
I think this game's going to be closer than you guys think. I do think San Francisco wins. I was just telling Rob, like, I think Shador's definitely, like, his prop in Vegas is over a half a touchdown. Mm-hmm. San Francisco's defense can't stop anybody throwing the football. And if they're able to limit Christian McCaffrey in the run game, I think it makes life more difficult. With all that being said, I'm still taking the 49ers to win. But I think Shador's got a couple of nice games, defenses mm-hmm. to play against where he could probably put up some numbers.
All right, I'm going San Francisco in this one as well. And Jacksonville at Tennessee, Jeremy.
Keep it moving. Even though I think Tennessee can win this, I'm taking Jacksonville.
Tennessee can't win anything.
I'm going Jacksonville as well. We'll keep it moving.
You don't know.
Come back.
I do know. I don't think they win another game.
You do know. Never mind.
Houston at Indianapolis.
Me? I'm going to take Indy to win, but I agree with when we get to Rob, I think Houston's a live dog in this spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Texans. They're giving up like 16 points a game. I'm going Houston.
I think Houston wins this one outright. New Orleans at Miami.
I'm going with the Dolphins in the Battle of the Inept, but we'll see.
Jeremy?
Do we have to pick it?
Yeah.
All right, Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins as well. Jeremy, Atlanta at Jets.
This is my upset special, even if you want to call it that. Atlanta on back-to-back road games. It wasn't like they were great against the Saints. The mm-hmm. Saints did themselves no favor by turning the ball over and basically screwing up on defense and offense. So give me the Jets to pull out the upset.
It.
Look, I'm wearing my green KGB sweatsuit, so I'm going Jets.
Nice.
I'm going Atlanta in this one. Ed, Arizona at Tampa.
I'm going to go Buccaneers. I know they've been struggling. I think this is when they get right because they face a bunch of good teams. They have to win this game, you know, maintain that division.
Jeremy.
Sounds like Bucky's going to be back. Tampa Bay's the play.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Arizona been putting up good stats, but not winning. I go with Tampa. This one is to get right. Rams at Carolina, Ed.
I think the Rams may be the best team in football. I'm going L.A.
Jeremy?
Carolina covers, Rams win.
I got Rams in this one. Jeremy, Minnesota at Seattle.
Keep it moving. Seattle.
Seattle, okay. Well, Jeremy, let's go back to you. Buffalo at Pittsburgh.
Damn. I mean, so this is when I talked about Indy and Pittsburgh saying it's hard to pick Pittsburgh because they're not good to mm-hmm. beat Indy, but Pittsburgh's the spot. It's hard to pick Pittsburgh here. They're the spot to bet. Buffalo's had 10 days and they're coming off of a loss. Give me the Bills.
Okay, you got the Bills. All right, Ed?
I got the Bills as well. I mean, the Bills are obviously struggling. They're not even going to win their own division, which is shocking. But I still think they beat Pittsburgh.
Only time I pull for the Bills, I'm going Bills in this one as well. Ed, Las Vegas at Chargers.
I'm going to go with Chargers. They are not playing well. They've been pretty banged up. I do hear their tackle is back, though. He's been cleared to practice. I don't know if he's going to play this
weekend. The one that got hurt or the one they traded for?
Because they get hurt.
They traded for a left tackle, too, so mm-hmm. they've bolstered their offensive line.
And I believe he may be back. Either way, I think the Chargers win. The Raiders are pretty bad.
Yeah, so. Coming off a bye week.
Joe Alt is who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Alt, the tackle?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
Yeah, keep moving. I agree with Chargers.
I'll go with Chargers. Again, they're coming off the bye week. Denver at Washington, Jeremy.
I wanted to pick Washington. It doesn't look like Jaden Daniels is coming back for this one, even though he started practicing this week. Give me the Broncos here to pick up a road win. But they talk about playing to the level of your opponent. They do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Broncos as well. Let's go Monday night. Ed.
I got Broncos too, by the way.
Oh, see, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just wanted to get out in public.
Monday night, Giants at New England, Ed.
I'm going with Patriots. I mean, I'm waiting for the Giants to... They keep leading. Hey, she's wearing the same jacket.
she wrestles.
Anyway, the Giants seem like they're going to upset some of the best teams in football every week, and they never do. They lead, they're winning, they're dominating, and then they blow
effect.
It. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go with the Patriots because I think the same thing happens. The Giants are going to make it look good, like they're going to win on the road, and no, they're going to lose.
Jeremy?
I think we get a lower scoring game, but I got to take New England.
I'm taking New England as well. Let's bring it back home. Thursday night football. The main event, if you will, for Thanksgiving. Jeremy, give me your score for Cincinnati at Ravens.
Ravens 37-24.
Okay. Ed?
Ravens 33-26.
Oh, we're all around the same way. I'm going 30-24 Ravens. in this one.
So go Ravens.
So we're
go.
We're all picking the over in this.
Yes.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Don't forget, folks, we're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Friday for Monday Morning Quarterback. Trippy, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, Rob, I like that little segment you just gave me, man. It's like you gave me a shout-out, man. Hey, Rob, Jeremy, and Ed, and they all off tomorrow. Guess who's taking over the Big Bad Morning Show tomorrow on Thanksgiving? Hello, Trippy. It's like, no, but real quick, man. That Jets and Steelers game, that Jets and Bills game, can we just get a tie? Dang, want a tie.
You mean the Bills and Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who I just said, but you know what I mean. But
you're hosting tomorrow. Get it down.
Look, I just did my podcast last night, and all y'all scores sound like mine. I got the Ravens 35-20. I think Isaiah Likely going to have a big game.
Yep.
And it's Turkey Day, man. I hope the offensive line can gobble, do something. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to see them block.
I don't know. But other than that, though, man, let's just get this win, man, because I know one thing. If the damn Ravens lose on Thanksgiving to the 3-5, 3-8 Bengals, yeah, we might be in trouble. But right now, we're looking good because, look, we can knock the Bengals out this week. Next week, we got the Steelers. Go back to Cincy the following week. That primetime game against the what's his name, we might can get the third seed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, hey, Ravens, if y'all listening, man, lock in. See y'all tomorrow, man. Hey, Ed, Rob, Jeremy, Joe. Hey, Joe, stop acting stiff on the phone, too, man.
He just got ready to say happy Thanksgiving to you, and then he told you to stop acting stiff.
But I hung up on him.
Oh, you know what? He was just getting ready to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
No, that is such is that? Hey, happy Thanksgiving. By the way, act differently. Stop being a douche.
Yeah, you sound kind of stiff right now. I agree with Trippy.
So obnoxious.
Nothing makes me happier when he's angry. I'm sorry, Joe.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. We talk about what has to go wrong. Up next, what goes right for the Baltimore Ravens to get this win. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.